Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Miss West, the letter stated, quote, "We told you before, $1,000 or by God, we will get your face. At Western and Sunset, you personally, acid burns." This was not the first time Mae West had run up against extortionists. In another instance, in 1929, the New York Times reported she paid $3,000 to, quote, stay out of trouble with Chicago gangsters who were threatening and terrorizing, quote, nationally known performers to hand over cash for their own good. It was bigger than actors, though. There were five major studios at the time, and they not only made movies, but also distributed them through their own theater chains. Chicago gangster Frank Nitti figured since the mob controlled the Hollywood unions, the mob would also be able to run a racket extorting theaters around the United States. And they did. Plus, they targeted actors, producers, executives, everyone. By 1943, Nitti and his associates were charged with extorting millions of dollars from Hollywood studios. But this letter sent to Mae West, this was different. This may have been Hollywood, but this one was personal. Welcome to Criminalia. I'm Maria Tremarki.
And I'm Holly Fry. So this time around, West wasn't being threatened by the mob. She wasn't being blackmailed in regard to something salacious or indecent that she may or may not have said or done. Or for her secret, albeit short-lived, marriage to New York vaudeville performer Frank Wallace in 1911. That's right, she denied it until 1937, but she finally admitted under oath that she was, yes, Mrs. Mamie Zakas. But the pair, she claimed, had never lived together. Wallace, which was of course his stage name, was not trying to blackmail her in the action that brought her before a judge. He was trying to get New York State courts to declare that he was entitled to half of everything she had. She won that case.
After Labor Day in 1935, West received the first of what would become a series of extortion letters threatening death or disfigurement by acid if $1,000 was not paid. This wasn't about secrets or favors. It was about taking money from a celebrity. It started with an envelope postmarked September 13th, 1935, special delivery, and was addressed to Miss Mae West of 570 North Rossmore, Ravenswood Apartments, Hollywood, California. There was nothing unusual about the envelope, but its contents were a different matter. The blackmail letter read as, quote, "Acid is a horrible thing to throw in one's face so beautiful in the height of her career. You can lose $1,000 or $1,000,000. We are determined to get it. We want money no later than 9 o'clock Monday night at the other end of Warner Brothers Studio in the last palm tree. If the extortion squad is there, we will spoil your face for all time. You know where the last tree is, by the gate on the corner. Stick it in the tree by the palms and don't try to stop who gets it. Tie a handkerchief on the wall there opposite the tree. If you fail to meet our demands, we will shoot an air gun at you, and we are good shots. Over."
Another letter followed. It read, quote, "Acid is a holy job. It never heals. We have an air gun which will shoot 100 yards, and it has a perfect sight. We know we would be caught if we walk up to you and throw it in your face, so we are playing safe. We want $1,000 by Tuesday night at 12 o'clock. There is a tin can in front of the Warner Brothers studio on Sunset Boulevard next to the Remick Music Pub. There's a passage there. It's inside the concrete wall next to the hydrant. Tie a white handkerchief on the faucet so we know it's there. Cross us and lose a million. We will send a decoy for it. Acid burns."
These were threats meant to induce terror, no doubt. Promising to disfigure a celebrity known for their face probably seemed like a quick way to gain compliance. As we ponder that, we're going to take a break for a word from our sponsors. And when we return, there are more letters to talk about. But first, we'll get to know more about Mae West.
Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie. And it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Listen, you listen to true crime podcasts. You know that the world can be dangerous and unpredictable and that there will, unfortunately, be people who want to hurt each other. And so it's kind of nice to get a little peace of mind by having a good home security system. Just take a few precautions. And I recommend looking at SimpliSafe Home Security. I've had my home broken into in the past, and it was a terrible feeling, even though nothing that bad really happened. Aside from an intruder, I just really like knowing that I have a security setup that lets me check in on my pets when I'm not home. That is a huge peace of mind giver when I am out traveling. SimpliSafe sent me a whole home security system, and I was really, really impressed by the variety of indoor and outdoor cameras they offer. And the whole thing is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/criminalia. That's SimpliSafe, S-I-M-P-L-I-S-A-F-E, simplysafe.com/criminalia. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Criminalia. You may know her from lines like, "Come up and see me sometime." But Mae West was much more than the character she played. So let's talk about how she got to be a celebrity.
Mary Jane Mae West was an American actress, singer, playwright, and screenwriter. She wrote under the pen name Jane Mast, and she was known for her sex appeal and her body humor. West was born on August 17, 1893, in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, the first of three children born to John West and Matilda Delker. After she placed well in local talent contests under the stage name Baby May as a child, her parents allowed her to drop out of school to pursue the stage. Her education ended after the fourth grade. Recalling of herself growing up, May has stated, quote, "I had a deep, rough voice for a child. The audience started laughing when they heard my first powerful tones. I fell in love on that stage."
May officially began her acting career when she was 14 years old, when she signed with Hal Clarendon's stock company at the Gotham Theater in New York City. She spent the next few years working the vaudeville and burlesque circuit. By the 1920s, she was acting, singing, and writing her own plays. It was in 1926 when she shot to stardom, some say to notoriety, with her self-penned play titled Sex. The story of a Montreal sex worker was a hit on Broadway, and a year into its run, as many as 375 performances had already taken place, and 325,000 people had seen the show. But in February of 1927, authorities raided the theater and the show was shut down. West was arrested and faced a grand jury claiming that her, quote, obscene, indecent, immoral, and impure drama would corrupt the morals of youth.
The court offered to drop the charges if she paid a $500 fine and closed the show. But the savvy West chose to serve a 10-day jail sentence in a workhouse on Welfare Island, now known as Roosevelt Island, because of the publicity it would garner. She ended up serving 8 of those days, and she used the very public opportunity to her advantage, including stating to the press during her incarceration that she dined with the warden. She shocked the tabloid press when she told them she wore silk garments under her inmate uniform. In response to a journalist who asked her what she thought was going to happen next, West replied, quote, "I expect this will be the making of me." The whole event, said West, was, quote, "marketing gold." It was the first time she was arrested on indecency charges, but it wasn't the last.
She followed up Sex with several other plays, including Diamond Lil, a massive hit that ran for more than 300 performances on Broadway alone. When the Great Depression began to take a toll on the economy, West, at age 38, relocated from New York to Hollywood, and in 1932, she was offered her first motion picture contract. The contract with Paramount Pictures not only launched her screen career, but it also helped save Paramount from bankruptcy. Arriving in Hollywood, West famously announced, quote, "I'm not a little girl from a little town making good in a big town. I'm a big girl from a big town making good in a little town." And she proved it. Variety reported, quote, "Mae West's films have made her the biggest conversation provoker, free space grabber, and all-around box office bet in the country. She's as hot an issue as Hitler." It's kind of a dubious honor to be given by the press.
Yes. By 1935, West had become a hot celebrity topic. She was the highest paid woman in the United States and the second highest paid person behind William Randolph Hearst. Her critics called her, quote, "the first female leading man," and the greatest female impersonator, so not exactly adored by all.
But there were many who championed her, too, including popular American writer F. Scott Fitzgerald, who considered West, quote, the only Hollywood actress with an ironic edge and comic spark. Popular British novelist Hugh Walpole wrote that only she and Charlie Chaplin, quote, dare to directly attack with their mockery the fraying morals and manners of a dreary world. French author Sidonie Gabrielle Collette praised her independent spirit, writing, quote, she alone, out of an enormous and dull catalog of heroines, does not get married at the end of the film, does not gaze sadly at her declining youth, does not experience the bitterness of the abandoned older woman. She alone has no parents, no children, no husband. This impudent woman is, in her style, as solitary as Chaplin used to be.
We are now going to take a break for a word from our sponsors, and when we return, we will talk about, yes, more letters, and how West's extortionist was caught. Sort of caught.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Criminalia. It took more than one try to do it, but let's talk about the odd way this case was closed.
In October of 1935, the letters kept arriving. One stated, quote, lose your career and beauty on the set or fights or home 570 Rossmore or riding or parties or studio. We see you every day. Acid burns. Yet another read, quote, you can call the police if you wish, but then you will be sure to get acid and a little lie in the eyes as good measure. We want 1,000 in fives, tens, twenties, unmarked or copied. If so, you shall never be afraid again of this threat, as we keep our promise.
As any of us would, West reported these letters to the authorities as soon as they started arriving. District Attorney's Office investigator Harry Dean was assigned to the case. Capture the extortionist who was threatening to throw acid at Mae West unless she delivered $1,000. And to catch their suspect, Dean went undercover, really undercover. He impersonated Mae West, wearing hair, makeup, and clothing in her style and manner.
Part of another letter read, quote, we could have did it many times already, but we want to see what you would say first. We had your chauffeur's automatic last Friday, but put it back. ask him if he left it in the car, and then came back for it an hour later.
Attempts to make contact with the perpetrator failed the first few times. Dean and his team left a decoy package at the site more than once, but no one showed up at the drop to claim it. And then May received another letter stating, quote, "We've seen your sign. It looked like a trap. You put that money next to the fire plug over the wall in the bushes tonight and leave it there in a tin can, a small can of your own. If anyone stops the man who comes for it, this town will be too hot to hold you, as he will not know who we are and we don't joke. We knew you when you sent one guy up the river for publicity, so don't try it again. Acid burns."
After those few failed attempts by Dean impersonating West to make the drop at the named rendezvous point, May herself went with her chauffeur to drop off the money. Well, to drop off the decoy. West's chauffeur, by the way, was a man named Albert Chalky Wright, who was a former boxer, and he was no joke. In 2003, he appeared in The Ring magazine's list of 100 greatest boxers of all time. There was serious backup at the scene, too, a shotgun squad. Shotgun squads were used in stakeouts, during which officers would camp out for hours or longer at the scene, waiting for their suspect. One retired sergeant who worked these types of shifts once quipped that the process was, quote, 7 hours of boredom and 3 seconds of sheer terror when confronting a suspect.
A man named George Janus, a cafeteria worker at one of the studios, was taken into custody after he picked up the decoy, which had been placed by Chalky Wright. Reported by the Los Angeles Times on October 10, 1935, quote, "The busboy was arrested Monday night when he picked up a pocketbook which Miss West's chauffeur had placed near Warner Brothers Sunset Boulevard studio, per instructions contained in the last of 6 notes received by the actress. Janus stuck to his story that he happened along as the pocketbook was placed by the tree and that he had picked it up out of sheer curiosity." The Los Angeles Times then reported the next morning that, quote, 6 other suspicious characters found loitering in the neighborhood were taken to the district attorney's office for questioning. Those 6 people were released.
And Janus? Well, the chief special investigator for the district attorney, a man named Blaney Matthews, doubted his guilt because George, a Greek immigrant, spoke little English. Janus was released from custody on October 10th, 1935, and the extortion story just kind of ends there. The case wasn't solved, but it was closed. No one was held accountable for the threats, but after Janus was detained and questioned, the letters stopped.
Dean, for his efforts, received acclaim and applause for his investigation and his impersonation from his fellow investigators. The New York Times reported that his colleagues turned his office into what could have been Mae West's dressing room, tying ribbons to his telephone and placing flowers on his desk, and leaving, quote, essence of hyacinth spray lingering in the air. At the same time, and off the record, some reports suggest FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover was really angry with the Los Angeles Police Department because he believed blackmail and extortion fell under federal responsibility and was not an enforcement matter for local law. Hoover built the reputation of the FBI by targeting and arresting bank robbers in the 1930s. That's true, but yes, the new bureau was responsible for investigating this type of threat.
When Mae West died from complications of a stroke at the age of 87 in November of 1980, it was front page news. And the embalmer, it said, made her look half her age. The Los Angeles Times reported, quote, "In her life, she became both an icon and a caricature. Mae herself lives on in so many ways still today, and she's been a dictionary entry, yes, since World War II. When RAF pilots cheekily named their full-chested inflatable life preservers in her honor." I think we should have a drink to her honor.
Listen, I'll drink to Mae West any day. I love her. So this coercion concoction, it's an interesting one. Before I talk about the one we're having, there is a cocktail called a Mae West.
Is there? I didn't know that.
I was not brave enough to make it. And I'll tell you why. It is an odd combination of ingredients because it is made with vodka, amaretto, Midori, and cranberry juice.
What? Very interesting fruity salad you got going on there.
It seems like it would be a war. Allegedly, yeah, and again, I didn't make this to test it. Allegedly, something happens where when you drink it, it actually tastes like a cherry cordial. Like it takes on a chocolatey note from the amaretto and the Midori sweetness.
Okay.
Does something that makes it sound like a confection. I haven't tried it. I might at some point. But just if you're curious about it, that's what that is. That's not what we're having. The thing, of course, that I would bet most of us are thinking throughout this whole thing is acid burns, which is interesting, right? The way it's always the tag of the letters, it almost sounds like somebody's name, their pen name is Acid Burns, like Charles Montgomery Burns and his brother Acid.
His brother Acid.
Just to get a little Simpsons reference in at any time. But it made me think about a cocktail that would be acidic, i.e., in cocktail language, that means citrus heavy. And a little bit interesting, familiar, but something with a bite that was like as robust and brazen as Mae West. This one is a little bit, it shares DNA with a margarita, but it goes to a different place pretty quickly. But we also haven't done tequila in a while, so it felt
That's
like the
true.
Right time,
yeah.
Right? I could definitely see Mae West doing shots of tequila. We're not doing shots.
but I could see that, yes.
So the acid burn starts with 1.5 ounces of tequila. Reposado would be my choice. 1/2 ounce of Cointreau. 1/2 ounce of ginger liqueur. 1/2 ounce of lime juice. Then you're also going to add 1/4 ounce of lemon juice. Anywhere between a splash and 1/2 ounce of agave, depending on how sweet you like it, like an agave syrup. And then you're going to shake that, you're going to pour it into a pre-chilled glass, and you're going to top it with a little kiss of Prosecco. There's enough sweetness because the citrus, we're getting citrus from the liqueur and the ginger liqueur is involved, that it's not just the bitter acid flavor. You're also getting that sweetness. And the Prosecco evens it out a little bit, makes it very crisp and bright, because otherwise I found it a little heavy.
And you need a little bubbly for Mae West, I think.
You know, I love a little bubble action. The mocktail for this one, we're going to do things a little different. We're going to do 1 ounce of lime juice, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of ginger syrup, and 1/2 ounce of orange syrup. If you cannot find ginger syrup, man, that's the easiest syrup in the world to make. If you just boil some ginger, literally chunks of ginger in water, you will have ginger tea. And then you can make that into ginger syrup by just adding sugar to it. I usually do like 1.5 cups of tea and 1.5 cups of sugar. I like 1-to-1. Some people like more sugar to get a thicker syrup, which is fine. That's dealer's choice. But then you're going to take all of that. You're going to put it in your shaker. You're going to strain it into a pre-chilled glass. And you can top that with ginger ale, or if you want a less sweet drink, club soda. That's just like a refreshing variation on a lemon lime. It's very, very yummy and very easy to drink. So that is the acid burns, which hopefully will not burn you in any way and will only be delightful and make you feel refreshed and also make you think of Mae West because she's pretty interesting and a fascinating woman. We just can't help but admire a bit. I like that she was like, ugh. Just give me the thing. I'll take it myself.
I know, right? You've tried 5 times. I'll do the 6th one, right?
I got a boxer with me. We're fine. Between the two of us, not a problem. If you find yourself in dire straits, please let authorities handle it. Don't presume that you can do it, even if Mae West is very cool.
Or you have a boxer friend.
We are so thankful that you spent this time with us. We hope that you will join us once again next week for other stories of blackmail, extortion, and coercion concoctions.
Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.